This doctor is dictating on Francis Azevedo. That's A-Z-E-V-E-D-O. A-Z-E-V-E-D-O. Azevedo Francis, F-R-A-N-C-I-S. Date of birth is 8/15/43. Date of visit is 5/27/22. Please make a copy for primary physician. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath and history of atrial fibrillation. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 78-year-old obese male with a history of atrial fibrillation, was recently admitted to Halifax Hospital and treated for a bout of atrial fibrillation. He has no chest pains, but he is short of breath with activity and has been experiencing some leg edema. And I'm sorry, can you please delete that? He has been experiencing orthopnea and denies any leg edema. The patient has had atrial fibrillation since 10 years and is a known hypertensive. He was recently admitted to Halifax Hospital and has been on anticoagulation with Eliquis 5 milligrams twice a day, as well as on amiodarone 200 milligrams daily. The next paragraph, past history includes history for hypertension and hyperlipidemia, history of tachycardia and pleural effusions, history of mitral valve regurgitation, and history for colon cancer with resection in 2018 and a colostomy placement. He also underwent chemo and radiation therapy. Denies chronic lung disease. Next paragraph, allergies. Known drug allergies were listed. Next paragraph, medication list included Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, Cardizem 120 milligrams daily, Tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams daily, Amiodarone 200 milligrams daily, Atorvastatin 20 milligrams daily, and Metoprolol 25 milligrams a day, Finasteride 5 milligrams a day. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of heart disease. Mother died of mother died of pancreatic cancer. Next line, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 18 years and then quit in 1976. No significant alcohol use. He worked as an accountant. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has no fatigue or fever. There's no cataracts or glaucoma. There's no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. There's no urinary frequency or flank pains. Denies hay fever, but has some wheezing and shortness of breath. He has no abdominal pains, nausea, or heartburn, no diarrhea. No chest pains or jaw pain or arm pain. No leg swelling, but has palpitations. No depression or anxiety. No easy bruising. He has joint pains and denies any seizures, headaches, or memory loss, and no skin rash. Next, physical exam. This elderly, obese, white male is alert, no acute distress, no pallor, sign of the ictus or peripheral edema. He has, the skin turgor was good. Next paragraph, the blood pressure 120 by 82, pulse is 130, respiration is 20, temperature 97.2, weight is 237, saturation 99, HE and D norms, phallic pupils reactive, tongue moist, nasal mucous edematous, throat is clear, ears no inflammation, neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy, chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds of the periphery, and scattered wheezes bilaterally. Heart sounds irregular. S1, S2, with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, obese, without masses, no organomegaly. Colostomy in place, bowel sounds are active. No tenderness. Extremities, no edema. No cap tenderness. Reflex of the 1 plus, with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1 is dyspnea. And number 2 is atrial fibrillation and ASHD. Number 3, hypertension. Number 4, hyperlipidemia. Number 5, mitral valve regurgitation. And number 6 is pleural effusions. Next paragraph, number 7 is rule out sleep apnea. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to go to the emergency room to evaluate him for atrial fibrillation with RVR. He will also get a CBC, complete metabolic profile, and echoic profile. And a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies will be requested. A CT scan was reviewed, which showed small effusions with mild right basilar atelectasis. And a follow-up chest X-ray will be requested in 3 weeks. Follow-up visit we arrange here in 3 weeks. You may need to use a diuretic on a daily basis. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Quadrat, Okatar Quadrat, O-K-A-T-A-R, Okatar Quadrat, Q-U-A-D-R-A-T, M-D. Thank you.